Last night, sleepless, we spent the night apart, but together in the same house. How strange. I slept in my old studio, and I slept well there by the window, warm, under two heavy blankets, with the sound of cars passing softly on the street below, the light of street lamps creeping past heavy curtains. Before I left, I took one page, the letter O, from a pile of loose pages. They wanted to make a lamp in the shape of the moon from the pages of the dictionary, but the pages were thicker than they expected, and when they finally finished and lit the inside, no light broke through. They decided to try again with a different paper, although I suggested that the size of the moon was perhaps too big. He told me that if they made it smaller, it would not look like the moon, and therefore they should try again with the same size, but different paper. When things fall apart, space opens. I no longer idealize the loss of language. Soundscapes and surfaces I use to make myself stronger at the end of a painful chapter. When I couldn't sleep, I thought about all the animals sleeping, and I asked him to name them for me. Like a sparrow, I say, about every bird.